Good morning, Mick Chowman. What a lovely day. We're not up to sort of, the engine's not sort of hot, so I'm just sort of idling it along, you know, just as it sort of, you know, get it up to sort of what I call a highway running temperature. And I don't know if the camera's microphone is picking those sounds up, but there's huge chunks of there are huge chunks of fucking bug spray. There are huge chunks of dried mud. Coming out, you know, breaking off from underneath the car. So that's good. So this shit, it's I'm not sure if it's really a fly type neurotoxin or if it's a or simply a sort of a biological fucking irritant so that they just have to get the fuck out of the place. Because the car is like a little solar oven and I've had the window open, you know, on the downwind side of things. Just sitting there, all the flies have sort of migrated inside. I don't actually hate flies, but you know, they have that terrible tendency when you go, mosquitoes everywhere and flies and all this sort of shit, this little thing, you know, it can be set to be sort of spraying once every 3 minutes or once every 10 minutes, you know, 3 minutes if you're outdoors and it's windy, and so coming up to an inside corner with trees, got to keep an eye out for trucks suddenly appearing, coming from the other direction, from behind the trees. Whoa. And Yeah, so got the window open a little bit to allow all these fat little flies to go outside. And cunts of things. I don't actually hate them, but they're just kind of painful, and they are bad things to swallow. And one of the things about Australian flies is that these ones like to sort of, over the last few years, they've developed what I call a kamikaze sort of technique. You know, where they will fly straight into your mouth and they'll fuck up being able to hang a U-turn in your mouth, so they go down your throat, you know. Bad, you know. Riding a bicycle and going, I think the flies are just about dead or fucking gone. And I made a little bit of a decision today. Is that you gain knowledge and information and experience from doing, you know. And what I'd done is I was basically wearing all the proper respiratory equipment. And I was respraying a shipping container, 20-foot shipping container for a friend, you know. And what I found was that the standard 240 volt uh, 2000 watt, or about 8 amp fucking compressor with a free air delivery of about 105 litres a minute. That could just barely keep up with a fucking spraying gun, but ideally you'd have to sort of spray for a minute and let it stop spraying for like 2 minutes to keep the pressure right up, you know. We're up to about 50 psi. And or you can spray non-stop like a thin little strip, like about fucking that wide. But if it's 2.4 metres high and it's 6 metres long, let's say say 2 ends on each side, that's 6 and 6 and 5, that's 17 metres, and you've got sort of double that on the outside, so that's about 34 square metres. And it was starting to take a fucking real long time, and the air filters will only sort of absorb so much, the charcoal sort of parts of them will only filter out so much solvent, before you have to keep replacing the filters, and the fucking whole thing was just taking a long time. And so I said, oh fuck this, you know. And so what I did was I then decided, you know, it's taken about an hour and a half Probably about 3 hours to do 3 metres, you know. Because you've got about a minute of good spray time, you've got about a 2 minutes of fucking recharge time for your compressor. And I just said, this is going to take forever and I don't have four fucking ever. I just want a quick clean coat, you know. You know, because there's a lot of difference between doing a, say, a car door, you know, in a panel beater shop or something, and doing, you know, whatever it was, 34 fucking metres of shipping container, you know, 34 square metres. And so, yeah, what happened was I just said fuck it. And I think the you gotta say a 30% spray time and 60% fucking recharge time, you know. And what came out of that was that, you know, that's a lot of time and I just don't have time to stand there for fucking hours, you know. So I said, well, I think the gun delivers about 130 mil per minute or something, you know, the spray gun. And, or every 5 minutes maybe, you know. So I said, oh, fuck this, you know. I don't have time to stand there and refresh all the cartridges and, you know, air filters, things. I don't have fucking time to stand there in clouds of fumes. I don't, you know, solvents. I don't have time for all this fucking shit. And yet, for a mere $44, I could buy like a good basic sort of mechanical sort of sprayer with a physical pump in it. And, you know, it's a little bit, you know, it's like $55 or something, $58. And that would deliver half a litre a minute of paint in a mechanical spray. So you're not standing there in clouds and clouds of solvent, you know, and all this shit. And because it only uses 500 watts, you can basically run it non-stop, you know. And, you know, I said, fuck it, you know, I need to get stuff done. So I am on my way to buy a fucking little mechanical sprayer, you know. And the chick who had a bit of a braid on her shoulders, you know, good head on her shoulders, she said, yeah, with these you really need to flush them out with a vent with a solvent after you finish with them, otherwise they really do fucking jam up, you know. And I said, yeah, all right, sounds fine to me, you know. And so that means I can walk in there, spray away, inside, outside, and just get the job done rather than just be fucking around forever sort of stuff, you know. And yeah, this is a big thing, you know, it's good. So, well, which is good, you know. So, I really did need, if I'm to do, there's things that you need, like a tiny little, you know, like a tiny little compressor for. And there's, you know, which is like blowing dust out of things, you know. And there's a thing you need, a standard basic, you know, cheapest of the cheap compressors with a 21 litre tank, you know, so motor is hooked up to the fucking compressor, direct drive, you know. So they're cheap and they're basic, but they work, you know, so I'm grateful for that, you know. And now, because of time constraints, I've got a mechanical sprayer for $44, you know. And you know, and fuck, eh? Just trying to figure that out. Is that a ginormous tractor with its when you get really big tractors, they have, spraying booms. When you get really fucking big tractors, they can tilt, you know, how do I do this, not go into the truck that's coming over the rise in the other direction. Hello, truck driver. They fold their stuff up and then they sort of unfold it, you know. And so you get all this ploughing gear and spraying booms and all this sort of shit, and it's huge. You know, so effectively when they're sort of moving from paddock to paddock, these things are about almost the width of a two-lane road, you know. Sort of narrow country sort of highway, you know, without a lot of room to spare, but yeah. So from the distance I was wondering whether it was a truck with a drilling rig putting down a bore, or a tractor with a fucking hole in plough and shit coming along, sort of with it all sort of raised up in a big sort of spire of mechanical horrors, you know. Oh, they're brilliant, but, you know, you just think, oh, fuck, I wouldn't like to run into that, you know. So I've made that thing in the investment in time and money, you know, and resources, and to get shit done. I just said, oh, fuck it, you know. And I might even go to the supermarket. So that's a better way to operate, you know? I don't have time to stand there for fucking hours with respirators on, and as they sort of, as the carbon absorbs all the solvent, you know, the ratio of air to solvent starts to sort of increase, or the ratio of air to solvent starts to decrease, the more the filters, the more solvent the fucking charcoal is absorbed, you know. And with my lungs being the way they are, I really can't afford to fuck around with this stuff, you know. Just bad news. Especially for me. And, so, you know, to use the cliches and parlance of the modern man, you know, I've had to deal with the fact that, you know, a few people and a few organisations, I'm running really short of money. A few people and a few organisations are into me big time, you know. And so I've gone and issued a fucking claim saying, please give me the refund, you know. So yeah, that's happening. I don't mind being short of money, but I don't mind not. I don't kind of like having no wiggle room, you know? And, you know, with this housing sort of issue, it could get a little bit sticky if I'm not quite flush enough in funds, you know? And, I can play things very tight, close to the chest, but it's not an ideal situation, you know. You know, there's a fair amount of outgoings and sort of not much incoming, and quite a lot of expenditure, you know. So, yeah, and I think it's that sort of thing. You know. And, it's, you know, it's kind of like, I really want to say thank you to all the men who have made their contributions to the world at large, of which I have really benefited from, you know. You know, there's an immense debt of gratitude. Of course, I think, you know, quite some time ago things were getting very, very sort of hard, and I'd kind of lost my way, and the future was kind of looking rather bleak, you know, and you know, there's no sort of purpose in life, you know, no sort of goals and directions, and I was just sort of snowed under from everything, and so so I'd really like to thank Emma, or Emma, and I'd like to thank all the other guys who have put their time and effort into Big Tower TV too, you know. Huge amounts to be grateful for. And Yeah. Good stuff, you know. And I hope that you have benefited from my contributions too, you know. Because there's two parts, is that there's so much really brilliant shit going on by so many people about so many sort of issues, and there's no fucking way in the world I could get the time to sort of to do all these sort of stories and articles and subject all these issues to all these examinations and stuff like that that all these other people have done, because it's just not humanly possible, you know. So I repost other people's content, you know, in the hopes that you'll find it useful and interesting, you know, educational, a leg up sort of stuff, you know. And you know, yeah, I still got to get into that fucking regular exercise type stuff. Failing to do so is not acceptable. You know? Lost in thought, and yeah, so it's been really good, you know. And it's so good to have it like the MGTOW TVs, men can basically be themselves and not get fucking censored by all these lefty fucking cunts, you know? Oh, he said the F word, he said the F word, if you say that again, I'm going to hang up. Ah, you know? And off she runs to the toilet to slash her wrists with an electric razor, you know? I actually said that to, you know, some fucking dingbat in some bloody department who, you know, you know, I said, can you send me a copy of this fucking map? Can you find the original map and send it back to me? And, you know, because instead of being like fucking huge, I'd actually got a little fucking tiny little version of it that I'd been able to extract from a document. And so she sent that back to me saying, oh sorry, this is all I could find, you know. And I said, well, you know, what is the point in even sending it back to me? It's kind of like that's what I sent you, and it serves no purpose in doing so, you know. And she goes, I said, well, for fuck's sake, you know, I didn't ask you for that. I asked you for the original file that the actual fucking map came from, you know, the original image. And she came across, I think, from memory, was some pilled out fucking space cadet, you know. And said, well, fuck, you know, if you can't do basic fucking mapping. What are you doing there? You know, and she goes, oh, fuck, don't talk to me like that. You're very fucking rude. Oh, fuck, you know, and slams the phone down. And 5 minutes later, you know, her boss is ringing me up. Oh, you're talking to our employees. You were very fucking rough. Rah, 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 rah. You're fucking rude. And I says, well, you know, was you there? No. Were you a party to the conversation? No. Did you hear what was discussed and how it was discussed? No. Then fuck off, you know? And if you don't like it, tell the bitch to go slash her wrist with an electric razor in the fucking toilet, you fuck, you know? And, you know, when you stand up to retarded cunts doing their virtue signalling for a bloody retard, they don't like it, you know? And they back down, you know, if you go fucking bang, you know, I'm gonna tear you from limb, you know? Because that's what these cunts deserve, you know? I don't mean like tearing them limb from limb, but they deserve to be fucking stood up to, you know? Well, what are you doing employing a pilled out fucking space cadet, you know? On the fucking payroll. I want someone who can get, you know, the job done, not somebody, you know, fucked up bloody diversity hire, you know? And so, you know, that's how it goes, you know? There's just standards of sort of where that once you sort of get to that sort of plateau level, after that it's all off a cliff, you know? And here we are in kangaroo land, kangaroo land, kangaroo land. Watch it jump in front of the van and come and die, make me die. So, yeah, you gotta get fucking, you gotta, I think, healthy appreciate, that's the thing I've learned, you know, I've picked up from experience when these cunts go in their virtue signalling, oh, you're very fucking rude, how dare you talk to my staff like that, fucking rah-rah, you know, you just fucking snap, you know, and just bite their heads off, you know. You weren't there, you weren't a party to the conversation, you didn't hear what was discussed, you didn't hear what was said or how it was said, and you didn't hear the outcome. All you've got is a fucking bitching fucking retard, and you're having a go at me over something you know nothing about. How about you just fuck off, you know? And, yeah, that's good, it's a good line, that's effective, you know? And so, you know, my inner mean person, you know, but it's true, there's just standards below which you cannot fucking, you cannot let things slide into, otherwise you'd be just chasing a fucking imbecile, you know, down a bloody bottomless rabbit hole, you know, bottomless fucking rabbit holes forever. Well, I gotta concentrate, bye.